Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Plans to use traffic cameras to catch and fine drivers using mobile phones are now in doubt. A report in today's Irish Independent says it's understood that the Department of Transport is seeking legal advice to determine whether legislative change is needed for camera-based enforcement of the non-wearing of seatbelts and phone use. Well, for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Conor Faulkner, Chief Executive of the Royal Irish Automobile Club. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Colin. Hi.
Last month, Justice Minister Helen McEntee said traffic cameras would soon be used to catch drivers using phones as part of a government initiative to crack down on careless and dangerous driving. Now legal issues seem to have arisen. Are you concerned about this?
Yeah, it's an unnecessary delay. I mean, legal issues are not insoluble. They can be fixed quite quickly. And to be clear, there's no issue here, Colin, with natural justice. It's a perfectly sensible thing to do. We have the technology. In fact, I'm aware of technology in use in the UK that was trialled in Devon and Cornwall a couple of years ago, and now they're rolling it out across, I think, 10 more police forces. And this attaches artificial intelligence to a speed camera and allows the robot to look at images, decide if a driver has not been wearing a seatbelt or is not using a phone, and if flagged, that comes in front then of a human police officer who can decide whether or not to issue a prosecution, which is to say it's a very simple and clever system whereby the camera not only measures your speed, but will also see if you're using a phone or not wearing a seatbelt. There's no good reason in the wide world why we shouldn't do this in Ireland, as they are doing in the UK and elsewhere. And if we're told that legal concerns are the issue here, I'd stress again, those are maybe technical legal concerns. They're certainly not issues with natural justice. There's no good reason why we shouldn't do this. If we need legislation to do it, well, you're the government, crack on.
And in terms of what the cameras can do, you said they're using AI, then they'd be put through a set of human eyes. But how defined an image are cameras capable of producing from inside the cab of a truck or the inside of a car?
You'd be astonished, Colin. The technology is superb. I mean, if you consider the relatively humble Gatso van that the Irish motorist would be familiar with, the technology in those machines can, you know, they can read six lanes. They can read the registration numbers on six lanes of fast-moving traffic in both directions. The technology is extraordinary what it can capture. And again, you can see online sort of the quality of imagery produced when, for example, you're enforcing mobile phone use or seatbelt use. But what I mentioned artificial intelligence, but that's not truly science fiction. It's actually quite simple. Essentially, the robot can look at thousands of images far faster than any human eye. And if it flags one that might be a phone user, it then pops that up for the actual human police officer to have a quick look and assess and say, okay, that looks like it, and issue the prosecution under penalty points as would be done with speeding.
And we're not just talking about having the phone to the head here, are we? It's mobile phone on the lap is also an infringement, is it?
Well, yes, that is an infringement, so you can be prosecuted for it. Whether that's as readily detectable by a speed camera might be a different conversation. And look, no doubt there'll be plenty of offenders who, you know, hold the phone in the left hand and the speed camera misses them or whatever it might be. So it's not pretending to be a perfect system, but at least it will be a good and effective way of ensuring that, you know, these sort of offences are detected. Not wearing seatbelts is as old as the hills, Colin. It's long, long, long been one of our issues. It's far, far better than it used to be, although it still exists. Phone use, though, and I think we all appreciate, phone use is a much more recent and very, very dangerous poor driving habit.
Which, I'll ask you about that in a second, but just on the use of speed cameras for this. So do you have to have committed a speed infringement in order to be then also caught for seatbelt or phone, or are the speed cameras operating on an always-on basis and catching people for mobile phone just on that offence?
Yeah, they can certainly do that. There's no difficulty there with the technology. As I say, the electronic eye is physically capable of watching all cars flowing through at all speeds. It's a phenomenal amount of data, but the technology is quite well able to do that.
So is that where the legal issue might arise, where you're looking at, in effect, mass surveillance using a speed camera?
Well, you're right about that, in that we will eventually, with all of these in-car technologies, come to the interface between road safety enforcement and privacy rights and civil rights. And that's actually a really important social debate. To what extent do we want Big Brother watching everything we do? For example, all European cars are currently GPS tracked, or Galileo system tracked, but they all have, so that's how your car, in the event of a crash, can immediately tell the emergency services where it is. There's a tracker in your car. Now, should that be fully open to law enforcement? Well, most of us would be uncomfortable with that. But at the other end of the spectrum, if you're passing by a speed van and you have a mobile phone in your hand, as I say, there may be a technical legal issue, but they're doing it in other jurisdictions, and there's absolutely no problem in terms of natural justice, in terms of prosecuting you for that, at least not in my view. Okay. So while we do reach the civil liberties threshold, if you wish, Colm, I don't think this is anywhere near it.
I just want to get your reaction to figures released by the Gardaí that showed one person was arrested for intoxicated driving every hour over the May bank holiday weekend. That means 196 people being arrested for driving under the influence of either drugs or alcohol. It seems like quite a high number, given the level of awareness that there is out there about the effects of this.
Yeah, it's a big number, it's a big number, and certainly there is some cause for concern there. Now, I actually tend to be optimistic, perversely, on this, because I think that shows a higher level of Garda activity. So you know, if you hear loads of drink drivers have been caught, you either think, wow, we have a massive problem with drink driving, which is undoubtedly true, but it also tells you that the guards are doing something, and I have spent... You know, me and other road safety, you know, people who've been involved in road safety campaigning for many, many years, have long been saying that we need to beef up enforcement. So I think what we might be seeing there is evidence of increased enforcement, and I would unreservedly welcome that. But we do have a drink problem, nationally and on the roads, and it would be naive of anyone to pretend that that has gone away. It clearly hasn't. We have people who will drive while inordinately drunk, way, way above the alcohol limit. That, to me, is more of an alcohol issue than a road safety issue, a behaviour like that. But then you also have lots and lots of people who will take a chance with alcohol, will drive after that third pint, after that fourth pint, and they're taking that risk because they believe there's no chance they'll be caught. They don't think there's any hope they'll see a guard on their route home, and hence they're happy to take the risk. So the presence of flashing blue lights is probably the best countermeasure we've got. For all the world of technology, Colm, a physical guard in a high vis with flashing blue lights, best deterrent we have.
All right, and maybe that figure of 196 will get people to think twice, hopefully so. My thanks to Conor Faulkner of the RIAC.